starting 5th of March on SBS On Demand, The Hospital, in the deep end. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital.
With Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 19th of February 2026, a day where the Australian share market rose 0.9%, the S&P ASX 200 at 9,086.7. Of the 11 sectors ended higher, the energy sector the best performing by far as the oil price jumped above 70 US. Telcos and financial stocks doing particularly well. The worst performers include consumer discretionary and property. The best performer on the market today was Hub24, shares up by 14%, followed by Sonic Healthcare. The worst performer, Zip, the buy now, pay later company, shares down by 34%. Today, the market didn't like its outlook. Lovisa Holdings off by 12%, and Wesfarmers, the owner of Bunnings and Kmart, shares down 5.6% despite its profit result today. The investors continue to pour into the banks, the likes of Westpac and NAB and ANZ, each up by more than 2%. Medibank Private, after rising yesterday following the government's decision to allow the private health insurers to increase their premiums on average by 4.1%. Shares today down by about 5.6. As I mentioned, those energy players doing particularly well. Woodside Energy up by 4.5%. Santos 5% stronger. BHP added 1.8% result tomorrow. But to tell us more on the day's market action, I spoke with Hugh Lamb. He's an investment strategist at Beta Shares. Hugh, the Australian share market's at a record high. What's driving investor sentiment at the moment?
Yeah, thanks very much, Ricardo. Yes, the Aussie stock market is at fresh all-time highs, and that's a really different dynamic to what we're seeing in the US, where the S&P 500 is flat. I mean, what's really driving investor sentiment at the moment is a recovery in earnings that we're seeing, particularly amongst the banks and the miners. This is really in the context after 3 years of steady declines. We're seeing a lot of the companies within banks and miners really start to pick up. And so that relative improvement in fundamental earnings growth, alongside what we're seeing in the US, this whole AI scare trade, that's really leading to incremental flows into the Aussie market, but also other regions as well. So obviously the banks have reported they have done quite well, really driven by a strong consumer demand. And also the banks, the miners are doing quite well off the back of strong commodity prices. So we saw BHP report, and now more than half of its revenues are being generated by copper. And so there's been a really strong tailwind from both the banks and the miner side. And of course, that's very important because those two sectors alone account for 60% of the ASX 200.
We'll talk about today and reporting season today in a few moments. But first, some broader economic news. The January unemployment rate holding steady at 4.1%. So it appears the jobs market is still somewhat tight. What do you think this is likely to mean for interest rates, and what would it mean for markets?
Yeah, so earlier today, we got the employment numbers from Australia. It was a pretty strong result. So the economy roughly added around 18,000 jobs in January for the month of January. The unemployment rate stayed steady at around 4.1%. Now, with that result, we are or have seen rising market pricing for RBA rate hikes at the margin from about 1.3 to around 1.5 cuts pricing for this year. The likelihood of a rate hike in May is looking at around 70%. So, of course, that would tend to have implications for different sectors of the economy. You might see more rate-sensitive parts, such as real estate or REITs, being affected. I mean, banks might do well, as higher interest rates tend to support net interest margins. But I think overall, you know, you would tend to see or favour more resilient companies on the ASX do quite well that can weather those increases in interest rates. On the commodity side, you know, we tend to see that those companies will, you know, probably remain a little bit more resilient to what we're seeing on the rates front.
We were talking about reporting season earlier. Today's one of the busiest days of reporting season, so I'm going to throw it to you. Which one do you think were of most interest? Which ones were you following and why?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Telstra reported earlier today, and they reported a pretty good result. What we saw with their results was that net profits actually increased by about 9%, and it's really a testament to what Vicky Brady's doing at Telstra when she became CEO about 3.5 years ago. She's stripping out a lot of costs within the business. Around $420 million roughly has been taken out in fixed costs under her guidance. So that's really led to strong operational leverage within the business. But also she's had a focus on increasing shareholder returns back to investors. We just saw from the earnings result that they are looking to increase their share buybacks to about $1.25 billion. So there's a few interesting dynamics happening with Telstra, and its share price is up year to date. I mean, I think for us, what we're looking forward to is if they can maintain or increase ARPUs, which is the average revenues per user. Obviously, there is competition amongst other telco providers like Optus and TPG. So we're looking for continued ARPU increases, but also whether they can maintain free cash flows. Obviously, they have to build out, fiber optic networks with their Aura network. So whether that's going to have an impact on free cash flows will also be another thing or item that we're looking out for. The other company that we are looking at with earnest is Rio Tinto, which should be reporting results in about an hour as of now, so after the market flows. We expect generally a good result for Rio Tinto, just given what we've seen with BHP. Rio does have some existing copper mines, but if they do end up with a Glencore acquisition or merger, then we might see copper production increase. But obviously, that's going to be, scope. The negotiations are still occurring, and they can't make another bid for another 6 months.
Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.
One of the results that I listened into today was Wesfarmers, the owner of Bunnings and Kmart. And Rob Scott was talking about how they're going to be pushing ahead with their AI capabilities right across the business. And I think one of the key things that stuck with me was that he was talking about how they're not going to spend a lot of capital expenditure on it, because there's this theme about companies spending too much money on AI. What kind of themes are you seeing coming out of reporting season so far, especially when it comes to the way the consumer is acting?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ricardo. I think just coming back to your comments on Wesfarmers, the general guidance from Rob Scott was that the consumer is a little bit challenged, at least from his perspective. But if we look at results from the likes of Commonwealth Bank of Australia and also JB Hi-Fi, we're actually seeing strong consumer demand from their results. So it's really pointing to perhaps a bifurcated market among the consumer. You definitely have, some consumer groups which are feeling the pinch from higher interest rates, but also other groups are, are probably doing a little bit better. So that's probably the first thing that we're seeing from a consumer perspective. The second thing that we're seeing is that, there's been some pretty severe price reactions on the downside. We've had AMP report, Pro Medicus, Temple & Webster, a lot of their share prices have fell quite considerably. And that's not uncommon, but the size of those share price falls have been so large. And I think it probably speaks to what we're seeing in the US. There has been a fear of, software businesses going out of business effectively because of all these new AI agents. That is generally having a ripple effect, particularly to our Aussie tech sector. So generally, it's just creating a lot or another layer of uncertainty that markets or market participants have to digest.
And just finally, in wrapping up, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I think what we're telling our client is really just to stay diversified, obviously, and to stay invested. I think particularly with the volatility that we're seeing, the pronounced skews to the downside in share price reactions, and also a potentially higher for longer interest rate environment, we tend to favor companies that are delivering strong earnings growth. Those that have very strong balance sheets, have low, generally low debt to equity ratios that can weather the cycle over time. I think on top of that, we also are seeing opportunities within sort of the small to mid-cap area of the market, again, with a preference for quality characteristics, just to give, companies that buffer around any volatility either on the macro side of things and the interest rate side of things as well.
That's Hugh Lam from BetterShares there, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance